Ourselves? Do you think that would be a good idea? Why? Beg your pardon? Everybody wouldn't be doing the same thing? Or would be doing the same thing? Well, do you really think we know what everybody needs?
No.
Who knows?
The Lord knows.
That's right. So we ask Him, don't we? Let's do that, shall we? So we ask Him. And we'll ask Him to bless His Word, because it is His Word, all right? It's your turn to pick songs. Let me see. Junior, I think your hand was up first, but I'm not sure. What number? 10? Okay, number 10. All right, number 10. Oh, that's another favorite of mine. There's probably about 100, let me see how many favorites of mine are in here. There's probably about 100 favorites of mine in here. In this book. What? Not quite all, but almost all. Almost all. Number 10.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems ring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
What brings them to that world of love that shines so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love, how came the children there singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Because the Savior shed His blood to wash away their sins. Now washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Now the last verse, I want you to do something very different. We have some friends here from another country, you know, and they know how to sing that hymn in another language. And on the last verse, instead of singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high, we're going to sing it in Spanish. And they'll help us very much back there because they know it. And we'll sing, Cantan Gloria, Gloria, Aleluya al Santo Dios, okay? Cantan Gloria, Gloria, Aleluya al Santo Dios. All right? You listen back there to them singing with you, and then they'll help you on the last verse, all right?
On earth they sought the Savior's grace. On earth they sought His name. So then they'll see His blessed face and bring before the Lamb.
Santa
Gloria, Gloria, Alleluia, Santo Dios.
How'd you know that, Junior? Huh? You sang it before? Oh, okay. Everybody did that very well. Did they, Mr. S. Sam? You know Spanish. Was that all right? All right. Did Mr. Little sing it all right, too?
I could hear him.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Another one? Yes. Seven. All right. Seven, seven. I don't know if I know this one real well, but Mr. Hadley will help me if I get off the track.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, and he is Counselor.
Outnumbering the girls here this morning. Any girls that have one? Girls? Girls? Any girl wants to hand? They don't want to sing at you. Oh! You put your hand up? Okay. We'll say that no girl put his hand up, so we'll have you. What one?
88.
88. All right. Is a very interesting number. Do you know what 88 always makes me think of? Suck a donkey either. What has 88 keys? Right. 88 keys on a piano. Okay. Number 88.
There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree.
Children, or maybe two of them, and put him on his big knees. You know, he's a tall man, and sat there, and he bounced them up and down and taught them that song. And I've never been afraid of Mr. Lundin after that. Sometimes you get afraid of people sometimes you don't need to be, you know. Hopefully, they're afraid of me this morning. Yes, I'm not. 52? All right.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak.
Thank you.
You want to send the boys up, rolling? You want to come up? I like children up front besides they get a chance at the prize I might have in my pocket. Now, here's my question. What verse in the Bible is so important for us? What verse in the Bible is so important? Oh, we've got some more girls up here too. That's nice. All right. What verse in the Bible is so important that God says it twice in a short time? There's a couple of things, a couple of answers you could give me on that, but there's one I'm looking for. If you can think of the one I'm looking for, I have a prize in my pocket for you. No, I don't think that's twice. Unless I'm wrong. I don't think that's twice in the Bible. There's a verse that's twice in the Bible right within two chapters of one another. Giving another hint. Right within two chapters, and it's so important. It's what I want to talk about this morning. Oh, dear, dear, dear. You kids aren't lazy like I was when I had to learn a verse. I once cheated and told my father that I had learned a verse. And I had learned it. Terrible thing to do that with a scriptural thing, you know, but I did it. I told my father I had learned another verse, and I really just found out that it was twice in the Bible, and I said it twice, you know. He wasn't too pleased. He made me learn five more because of that. I did that, but I've never forgotten the verse. What is the verse? Do you know? It starts out with the word there. There. I know Mr. Conrad knows, so I'm going to ask him because I'm not going to give him a prize even if he's dead. Katie, do you know? Let me see. I don't know all the names around here, but I know a few. What's yours? Tim? Well, that's why you wanted a verse out of Timothy. All right, that's good. That's good. But what is this verse? It starts out, there is. There is. Julie, you know? Can't quite hear. Could you say it a little louder? Now, do you know the reference? One of the two references? All right. Proverbs 14, verse 12. Look it up. You know, I found out an important thing, and again, I want to tell you about working in the jail. I found out it's very important that people read verses for themselves in the Bible. If they know how to read. It's very, very important because otherwise, it doesn't seem to impress them. And I say to them, look it up, read it to me. So I want somebody to look it up. Julie, you get the prize. Whole dollar. They're not much today, but there you go. Proverbs 14, 12. That's the first time. That's the first time it's in there. All right, you read it. You had your hand up. You had your place. Read it. Stand up and read. When the Lord Jesus read the Word of God in Luke chapter 4, it says he stood up for to read. So, let's follow his example.
There is a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Right. The end thereof are the ways of death. Now, somebody turn to Proverbs 16 and verse 25. All right. You had your hand up. What's your name? You're Tim also? Two Tims here? Okay. Tim number one, stand up. And Tim number two will tell you if you read it right. 16:25. But a good loud voice.
There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but But the end thereof are the ways of death.
The end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seems right. Let's all read it together out loud so that it impresses itself on us. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Well, now I'm going to tell you a story that some of the children know already, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Years ago, and our daughter Peggy was 11 years old, we climbed a mountain over in the Adirondack Mountains in New York. Anybody ever go to the Adirondack Mountains? No, that's a very beautiful place. If you ever went there, you should go. John Stewart's been there, I know that. And we climbed up a mountain called Ampersand Mountain. It's a 3.5 mile trail, and pretty rough. It's one of the roughest in the Adirondack Mountains to climb. It isn't the highest mountain. Mount Marcy's the highest, but Ampersand is 4,800 and some feet, I believe, and almost a mile high. And it's a hard thing to climb. It gets very slippery in places, and you have to pull yourself up with roots. And it's not an easy one to do. Maybe I was getting old enough that I shouldn't have done it. I don't know. But we started out late in the afternoon, and it was our children. And Keith didn't go because he wanted to stay and fish. Keith prefers fishing. But the rest of us all went up, and we climbed up the mountain. And we got up there late in the day. I was tired when we got to the top. I needed to rest a while. And it was beautiful when we got up there. We could see down on the lake and see all the we could even see the boys playing anyway. They could see Mother out on the dock. I don't know if you really could from that high up, but they were sure they saw Mother on the dock. And we were just had a wonderful time up there. Nice breeze blowing over the top of the rocks, and it was a beautiful view. I was even thinking about how it must have been for Moses to go up on Mount Pisgah and look and see the promised land, you know. Just such a beautiful scene. Finally, I looked at my watch and said, oh, we've got to sit down. It's going to be dark pretty soon. And we organized everybody, but I said, don't get ahead. Everybody stay together, going down. Peggy's sneakers weren't quite dry, and she was drying her socks and her sneakers. And finally, we got organized, and we started down. And, of course, you can't stop some boys when they get started going down the mountain. You know, it's hard to stop them. They got way ahead of us. Patty was tired, and Peggy was just pokey that day. And so we started on down the hill, down the mountain. Pretty soon we were winding down and came to a place where it was hard to tell which way to go. Now, they have very good things up there in the Adirondack Mountains. They have little red discs of metal that they hammer on the trees so you don't make a mistake. Or a blue one, or whatever trail you're taking. If you're taking the blue trail, you can follow these blue discs. But what do you think happens? The bad boys had...
The wrong way.
Yeah, but you know why? Some bad boys had taken the... Or girls, I don't know. It might have been bad girls. I kind of think it was bad boys. But anyway, they took the discs off. And we could not tell which way to turn. Look, this way looked like a trail, and that way looked like a trail. Well... I looked at it, and said to Peggy, that one seems like the right way to go. Was that a good idea? What should I have done? Yeah, you're right, I should have prayed. But instead, I was thinking, you know, I figured out, you know, I thought this, I remember coming up past this tree, all trees look the same after a while. So I came. We started on down. It looked real nice. Nice path. It went down much faster than I thought we had come up. And all of a sudden, the path disappeared. No path. And I turned around and I said, all right, well, we can't climb back up there, but I think we made the wrong turn. We were about a half a mile down from where we had started, and I couldn't even be sure where the path was behind us. And immediately, what verse of scripture do you think I thought of? That's right. I thought about that verse that we were just talking about. There is a way that seems right unto a man. It seemed right to me. Didn't seem wrong. I wouldn't take it if it seemed wrong, would I? It seemed right. But you know, it could have been a way of death. It could have been a way of death in the end. Well, now I thought, well, I got to go down the mountain, and it doesn't matter whether I'm off the trail or not. It's better than trying to climb back up because it's too hard to climb, and I'm tired, and I don't know if I could make it. What are we going to do? What should we do? And so I thought, maybe the children didn't get too far ahead. And so I called out with all my strength, with all my might, as loud as I could call. What do you think I called out? No? Michael. What? Oh, well, that's part of the story. You've heard this story. You know that. He got ahead of me by a little bit here, but what did I call out? Do you think that I called out, I give a lot of money to the Red Cross? I'm on the board of the church. You think I hollered that out? No. I don't do a lot of bad things. You think I shouted that out? No. I'm lost. I called out, Law! As loud as I could. Now, Michael, you tell us what happened after that. Did anybody answer me? What answered me? Coyotes, you're right. That's all I could hear was the coyotes answering me. And that's a terrible thing to think that you're lost. You know, the Bible doesn't use the word unsaved. Sometimes I think, although one place it mentions we are not saved, but I think the Bible word for being unsaved is what? What's the Bible word? That's one word, yes, and nothing wrong with that.
Lost.
Lost. Lost. But we don't like the sound of that word, so we take it. He's unsaved. But what we really mean is he's lost. Lost. Well, doesn't that word have an awful sound to it? I'm lost. I'm lost. And you know, it just put a terror in my heart in a way to call that out. Lost! Lost! And all I could hear was, and the coyotes answered this. Well, pretty soon I thought, you know, I gotta find them. And here's a good tip for you guys when you go hiking. If you go hiking and you ever get lost and you're on a mountain or any high ground, follow a river or a brook. Because they all go down and they all, you won't go around in circles. You may go a long way doing it, but you won't get lost that way. Because they go right down eventually and the river leads to another river or to a lake. That's where usually there's some civilization. So we found a brook. And I tried walking alongside of it, but there were briars. And they ripped our trousers and my legs. And I was so tired. And pretty soon it got so bad. What do you think I had to do? I had to walk right in the brook. Right in the brook. And the rocks were slippery. And I fell in the cold, icy water. And I began to be worried because I knew that being so tired and in my 40s, that probably if I fell another time, I might break my leg. And then what would Peggy do? She couldn't carry me, that's for sure. And I didn't say anything to her, but I was really worried. Finally, the briars on the side disappeared. This is forest, it's a very dangerous forest up there. And people get lost every year up there. And I knew we were lost, and I thought, they'll never find us. They'll never find us. And we climbed out of the water again, and there was a little clearing, and we went and sat down on a log. And I said, Peggy, let's pray again. And you know, I thought of another nice verse then. It's Psalm 50 and verse 15. Psalm 50 and verse 15. Somebody find that quickly for me. Yes. Let's see. You read one. You never didn't read one yet, did you? All right, let's let him read it. You wouldn't mind yielding to him, would you? That's nice.
And call upon me in the day.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. Was that a day of trouble?
No.
You better believe it was a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But you know, I did a thing that I don't want to do. I fell absolutely asleep while we were praying. Now Peggy realized something was really seriously wrong because Daddy was so tired he fell asleep while we were praying. And I was praying out loud and I fell asleep. Sitting on that block. And Peggy started to cry. And she says, Daddy, will we ever get out? Will we ever get out of here? Could I promise her we would get out? Well, all I could say to her is, the Lord is with us. Lord is with us. But suddenly I lifted my eyes up and the sun was setting, it was getting dark and cold. And it goes down in the 40s there, you know. Even in the summertime, in the low 40s, and sometimes even down to freezing on that mountain at night. We didn't have any clothes on for that. No place to hide. Suddenly I lifted up my eyes and there, what do you think I saw? The sun shining on something. Well, since you know the answer, I'm going to see if he knows first, all right? What? Nope. Katie? Saw the sun shining on the metal roof of the cabin. I thought, I wonder what that is. So we, the last ounce of strength, I climbed up a little hill, and there was the hunter's cabin. Oh, I thank the Lord for that cabin. But I didn't know where it was. It was out in the middle of nowhere. And what else was wrong? It was securely locked. Securely locked. Well, the children arrived back home, and Mom finally called the state police. And they were organizing a search party to come look for me. And they... Keith was going to go look for me too, and they sounded the sirens on the police cars to try to give some sound where we were, where they were, and the coyotes answered the sirens the same way they answered me. But finally, I realized, well, if we're going to get through the night, I better kick open this door. And with all my might, I broke the door. Now, that isn't a good idea to do with somebody's house, but this was on state property, and there was an emergency, and we did write them and offer to fix it for them afterwards. They said, that happens every once in a while. We're happy that it was there. But we got in, and we built a fire. The Lord provided fire wood in there, and paper, newspapers, and we had our clothes were all wet and ripped and everything. We lay down, there were even some mattresses in the hunter's cabin that we slept in. And the next morning we set out after some coffee that was even in there. I got some fresh water out of the brook and made some coffee, put some sugar in it so we have some strength. And we decided to set out again. Now, we had a choice. I heard some trucks over this way, and here was the river going this way. So we had to decide what to do. And I was mighty tired of walking in that river. And so I decided it would be nice to go the noise of the trucks. I let Peggy decide. She says, let's follow the noise of the trucks. So we did, and ended up on the road, and then I tried to hitchhike back. But you know, people see a madman come out of the forest and have his clothes ripped, his legs bleeding, and a beard on him, and a little girl with him. He thinks that it must be a madman that kidnapped a little girl. So the truck drivers just went right on by without even stopping. But finally, a lady stopped, and she. I just thank the Lord for that lady that she stopped. She took us into her car and explained what happened. She says, oh, you must be the ones that the state police are looking for. So she heard it on the radio. So we stopped the highway department truck, and he radioed to the state police and told them we were safe. We got back, and what do you think the first thing we did when we got back to Mrs. Gorgas was and the children? What do you think the first thing we did was? You're right. What did we do? We glorified the Lord because he delivered us. Well, I thought you might be interested in that story. And I'm sorry you had to hear it again, but because they've heard it a few times before. But isn't that wonderful how the Lord teaches us out of experiences like that, that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of God. So telling you that story is, you don't trust your own way to get to heaven, do you? What seems right to you, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
There are two Sunday school papers on the table. We don't have enough for any of everybody, so if you take one for a family, I think there should be enough. There is coffee available downstairs for those who need it this morning. And raising your presents for the whole thing is at 10:45. So we've got about 25 minutes. It'd be nice if everyone were in their seats a little early. And lunch is scheduled for about 12:15 or 12:20 today, so you might as well keep to that time schedule. Does everyone bring their books back to the table, please?